if you put me first. But many times, praise the Lord is not first on our list, and you may not like me tonight. He ain't the first on my list. God way down there to the bottom of my list. But we want so many things from the Lord. Well, in the Bible says, if I go in the prayer room and shut the door and pray to God, which sees in spirit, in the spirit, praise the Lord, see secretly, he going to reward me openly. That's what God wants you to do, to go in that prayer room. That's what he wants you to do. He wants you to go in the prayer room. Because when you're in there, praise the Lord, then God going to show you something that you ain't going to like. He going to show you you. He going to show you you, praise the Lord. Yeah, God wants you to go in that prayer room and shut the door. And pray to God. And when you pray to him, then he going to tell you something about yourself, praise the Lord, that you already know. But he's going to tell you about yourself, praise the Lord. Show you what you need to get rid of, praise the Lord. Say, you brought all this stuff in here, praise the Lord, to the altar, praise the Lord. He begin to going to tell you, say, get rid of this and get rid of that, praise the Lord. I want to strip you, praise the Lord, out of everything, praise the Lord. Everything, I want to strip you. What God want to do, he want to strip somebody, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, you're too heavy, praise the Lord.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Praise be to God, to our co-founder, Pastor Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I have already come. So many dangers, so many snares. Thank you, Jesus. Because it was your grace and your mercy. Me safe. Please be seated. And that same grace. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for being able to just lift up your name. So many people can't even say thank you, Lord. But Lord, we say it right now in all the gratitude we can muster up. Lord, sometimes we get caught up in the circle of life and don't give you the praise you deserve. But right now and right here, we say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for the little things that we all take for granted. Lord, we ask right now that as we get into this word, we ask that, Lord, that you make me your mouthpiece. Make me your sounding board. Let this word draw people to you and not ever drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Giving honor to the good Lord above, to the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. To Dr. Huey Lawson, our pastor emeritus, Reverend Rodney Lennox, and Minister Cindy Humphrey, and to all of you, just a little word today, just to, like I hear all the older preachers say, they say, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. As if there's not, but they always say, there is a word from the Lord. Amen. And this word is inspired by all the stuff that's going on nowadays. All of the stuff that permeates our very souls sometimes. The stuff that doesn't have any right to circumvent our spirituality. Sometimes we let stuff take us away from the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. But if you'll go with me a little while to the book of Philippians, third chapter, and just allow me to expound upon this word a little bit, we'll be done and we'll be going home on this fifth Sunday. Amen? Philippians, third chapter. We all know these are the words of Paul. Very profound words, I might add. Philippians 3, starting at the 17th verse, this is how it reads. It says, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. We use for a subject, my feet are on the ground, but my soul is heaven bound. My feet are on the ground, but my soul is heaven bound. Do you concern yourself? You concern yourself nowadays more with bills, necessities, friends, even quote unquote religion? Or do you concern yourselves with salvation, faith and grace, and eternity? where you at in your life right now? If you look around, what do you see? If you touch something with your hand, you find out that the world is a tangible thing. Amen? This is the world that we experience with our five senses. You know, this is the world which we're familiar with. We see it. We hear it. We smell it. We taste it. We even touch it. Amen? This is the world that holds the attention of the majority of its inhabitants. You know, those of us that walk upright on two legs, we're the ones that always being concerned with stuff. The animal kingdom, the four-legged and the winged individuals, they don't worry too much about the things that we worry about. Can I get a witness? But one of the greatest challenges that we face is to be at the same time earth-based but heaven-bound. Now, how do you react to the rhetoric of life versus the promise of the kingdom? See, we are in the world, but we don't want to be of the world. Can I get a witness? We're in a constant struggle between the here and now and the there and then. We must strike that delicate balance between the natural and the supernatural. Amen. A question that we all need to face sometimes is my mind set too much on earthly things and not enough on heavenly things? Or I realize that we've all got situations. We've all got problems. We all have life to live. Amen. But we must always be cognizant of our place in glory. Deal with what you have to deal with, but don't lose track of your heavenly home. Can I get a witness? You see, we've got a pattern to acknowledge. Oh, yeah, Philippians 3:17, Paul says of his followers, they were to be, so to speak, imitators together. You see, this was something they were to do together. Christians ought to worship together. Can I get a witness? The New King James Version and the English Standard Version, they use the phrase, join in. Amen. We need to be able to join in with each other. They were to join together in the following is what Paul was saying. And Paul's example should be heralded by all of us. Amen. We ought to all realize that sometime we need to get closer to the fire. We need to be where other people that believe like we believe are, because we draw strength from each other. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. Paul has already said that nothing is more important to him than Christ. But I ask you today, is there anything in your life that's more important than Jesus? Amen, there shouldn't be. Paul wants us to imitate his attitude toward Christ. The example of fellow Christians ought to be this. In order to imitate something, we need to see it first. Can I get a witness? And if you're not around good examples, if you're not around wholesome Christian people, how in the world can you emulate them? You need to be where you can experience something. You know, we need to keep our eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. The word walk in our current context has reference to how we live our life. Our Christian walk is how we live our life. Amen? Amen. Philippians 3:17 again highlights the importance of having good examples. And then when you have a good example, you ought to be able to be a good example. Can I get a witness? You ought to let the world know that your feet are on the ground, but your soul is heaven bound. If you're able to glorify Jesus, then you must be able to exemplify him. Do some of the things that Jesus did. Act the way that Jesus acted. Love the way that Jesus loved. I know you got problems in your life. I know you got situations in your life. But don't let them make you have a downtrodden state of mind. Realize that one of these old days, even though my feet are right here, soul is heaven bound. But in that Christian walk, there are some people we need to avoid. Oh, now I know what you're thinking in your mind. I said, Reb, we ought to be witnesses in all the uttermost parts of the earth. And I realize that. But Philippians 3, 18 and 19 says, for every good example, there are some bad examples. Can I get a witness? You see, Paul had just told his readers to follow good examples. Now he's warning them not to follow bad examples. Who are we supposed to avoid, you might ask? We're supposed to avoid the enemies of the cross. Can I get a witness? If you're a Christian and you've got that spiritual discernment, you know when somebody is an enemy of the cross. Can I get a witness? You can feel it when they're around. You can hear it when they talk. You can watch it by their actions. You see, back in the days, so to speak, the Judaizing teachers and the false teachers, they were enemies of the cross. This is what they thought. They were self-righteous. And Galatians 2 and 21 says, do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness comes by the law, which is what they thought, if righteousness comes by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Can I get a witness? Amen. At the ninth judicial district court, they believe in the law book. Can I get a witness? But the law book is not the prayer book. And every rule that they take out of the law book, man put those rules there. But that law book can't make you righteous. Can I get a witness? Law school can't send you to heaven. Can I get a witness? And a judge cannot determine your place in glory. Yes, sir. Their end was destruction. The ones who believed in the law, their end was destruction because they disdained the authority of Jesus. Listen, whatever your job is, you can be a good citizen, but to be a good Christian means to be a good citizen. You believe in what you, I don't care what you do on your job, what rules you follow. Don't let anybody tell you not to follow Jesus. Sometimes we mind earthly things too much. And our God is our belly, so to speak. Like it says in the word. You see, in other words, your God is anything that you can get for yourself. Can I get a witness? Amen. Anything that makes you feel better. Anything that makes you look better. Anything that makes you shine in somebody else's eyes. But that won't get you in glory. Amen. That might get your name in the newspaper, but that won't get you in glory. Now, you might wonder how concerned was Paul about this stuff. Well, he wept about it. He was concerned enough to cry. Amen. Sometimes the world just make you just want to sit down somewhere and rest a little while. Make you want to just fold up your arms and shed a tear. But you got to remember that Jesus is coming back one of these old days. Paul believed in giving the effort in Christianity. Your works can't save you. Okay, let me get that straight. But if you're saved, you ought to have some effort. Paul believed in giving some effort to gain excellence. He believed in effort to get excellence. But let me tell you something. If your effort is not sufficient, then your excellence will be deficient. Can I get a witness? You see, if you're saved and sanctified, you ought to be able to tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Tell them that even though I'm right here, I'm walking beside you. Got to do the things you got to do. One of these old days, my soul will be heaven bound. You see, unless you're witnessing for Jesus, watch where you go and what you do. And who you do it with. So many of us, we use the excuse nowadays, well, I'm just trying to change him. Amen. So I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to try to change his mind, change his action. Truth be told, you just want to do what he's doing. Can I get a witness? So unless you're trying to really change somebody, don't go where the enemy of the cross goes. Don't do what the enemy of the cross does. Now, if you want to change him, call him up and tell him to meet you at Mount Calvary. Can I get a witness? You don't have to go where he goes. Tell him to come where you go. An enemy of the cross teaches false doctrine. An enemy of the cross is one of these people that teach you how to get loopholes out of the Bible. Amen. You know, they tell you, well, you can do this, that, and other because verse so-and-so says this. That ain't the person that means you any good. If they're trying to convince you that it's all right to do what you know is not all right, that person is an enemy of the cross. So you need to avoid him. Enemies of the cross are worldly people. Oh, you know who they are. Oh, yeah. Look, if you've been a Christian any length of time, God gives you that discernment. You know. Some of us are not dedicated Christians. Dedication doesn't mean perfection. Amen. But it means to hold out to the end. Can I get a witness? It means that you shouldn't get tired because we have a purpose to achieve. You see, Paul's desire might be summed up in the words he wrote to the Christians in Rome. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Can I get a witness? You see, you need to have a relationship with God and not just an acquaintance. Can I get a witness? If you've just got an acquaintance with God, you're not getting the full benefits of his grace and his mercy. But if you know him like he wants you to know him, you'll be able to have a better relationship with God. You see, your conversation should be in heaven. Like it says in verse 20, you need to talk it up every now and then. Just like we talk about the Saints games, like we talk about LSU, like we talk about the sale at Dillard's, we ought to be able to say something about glory. Can I get a witness? We need to focus our hearts and our minds on glory. Too many of us are worried about Donald Trump. Can I get a witness? Let me tell you one thing. Donald Trump got a soul that he needs to get saved to. Don't worry about him. Worry about your own soul. Can I get a witness? John 14 says, "I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So your feet might be on the ground. You need to be grounded in the spirit. Can I get a witness? You need to be grounded in the admonition of the Lord. Can I get a witness? You need to be grounded in the word. But if you stay grounded, one of these old days, your soul will be heaven bound. Isn't that right? So many things make me just want to fold up my arms and say, "Come on, Jesus, I'm waiting on you. Come on, Jesus." When I pick up the newspaper and I see one body over here on this side of the river, another body on the Pineville side of the river, a body up in Boys burned in a ditch, make me want to say, "Come on, Jesus." When I hear about fathers killing sons, make me want to say, "Come on, come on, Jesus." When I hear about a daddy killing his 10-month-old child, make me want to say, "Come on, Jesus, I'm waiting on you." But one of these old days, all of this stuff that we deal with, we won't have to worry about it anymore. If you got a body that doesn't react like it used to react, one of these days we're going to get a glorious body. If your arm don't move like it used to move, steps getting a little slow, back hurting down in the lower part, don't worry about it. Stay grounded. Stay right here. Stay right here. Your feet are on the ground, but your soul, your soul, your soul is heaven bound. Good evening, Mount Calvary. Is there anybody here? Is there anybody here that knows that you know, that you know where you're headed? You can't guess about it. You need to know that when Jesus come back, Town Talk won't be able to sell any more papers. CNN won't go out of business. The Fox News Network better get their soul right. Because when he steps off the cloud to come and get a church, you see, he coming to get his church, not just Mount Calvary, not just Calvary Baptist on the other side of town. He's coming to get the church, the church of Christ. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Say yeah. If you're ready, keep your feet on the ground. But keep reaching for the stars. Stay grounded. Oh, it's all right to be grounded. But be grounded in the realization that one day, look, when you're paying your bill in the Clico line or the City of Alexandria line, every time you give them that, say, one day, when you get a bill from Rapides Regional for your daughter that's way up in college in Niagara, you say, one day, it's going to be all right. Amen. When you hear about bad things happening in your own community, had a lady found dead a few blocks from where I live. One day, we won't have to worry about all of this stuff. One day, one of these old days. But in the meantime, stay grounded. Stay committed. Do what you need to do. Take care of your life. God will give you, he'll provide your needs for you. But just remember, don't dwell too much in that earthly country. You see, I heard that our president was trying to keep illegal aliens out. But if you're a Christian, you're a person traveling in a strange country. Amen. You're just passing through. But one day you're going to be home. Amen. I invite you to Jesus. There might be somebody that wants to come and get on board. Why don't you stand, please? You might come by letter.